Morning. Well, the title is Low Risk Approaches to Control Storage Pests in Middle Europe. And I can rephrase this just on what's new in Czech Republic and Middle Europe. So I should start probably with explanation of two weird words like Czech Republic, Middle Europe, and probably also Crop Research Institute. So Detmer published recently a book, Transition, Pest Control is in Period of Transition, is it? So our institute and Czech science as a whole is a period of transformation, because last year in 2006, 97% of governmental institutions have to be transformed into public research institutions. Well, we used to be a governmental institute. It was funded in 1955, and now since 2007 we are now a public research institution. But still we keep the same mandate, research on natural resources, etc. And what is good news for us, that the problems or problematics on storage pests will remain unchanged. What we included is a little bit urban entomology. So in the United States these are divided, but we are small countries, so these are included. The main campus is in Prague, but we have a lot of research stations across all the country, which enables us to do all experiments under various climatic conditions. The Czech Republic is in the heart of Middle Europe. We are surrounded by Poland, Germany, Austria, Slovakia, and Hungary. The capital of our country is Prague, which is quite a small city, 1.3 million. And Czech Republic is also quite small in comparison with the United States, about 18 square million kilometers. So in our country, from the point of legislation, we can fight storage pests in two shelves. One is agriculture, so it means mills, stores and transport means, and the other is food industry and households, which is related to public health, which also include mills which are at the border, bakeries, retail stores, supermarkets, houses and flats. I'd like to review the pest situation in these two areas. So we undertook in the 90s a large-scale pharmacistic research in grain stores. It included 200 grain stores, and this is the result of this. And green color shows the frequency of mites in all samples. Orange are beetles, and red are sources. It was strange that we didn't find any moth. So moths are not problems in our country. Let me review very quickly the most important species. Both species of weevils, Craptolestes, Tribolium and Oryzophilus, and old beetles are very important species in agriculture and in food industry. So they are also of public health, except for grain wheels and rice wheels, of course. Lepidoptera, when you look at the United States, so I think that Plodia is an important pest even for grain stores. This is no case in our republic. You can find any moth in stored grain, but it is a serious moth pest in food and feed industry. And we recorded this year and last year a new phenomenon, real outbreaks in supermarkets. And we suppose that it is a cause of imported dried fruits, which are maybe as a result of missing the methylbromide. Mites are used to be traditionally pest in grain and oilseed stores, but most recently are very important in pet feed industry. There are two main species, Acarocyro and Lepidoglyphus destructor. Also, sources are of increased importance, Lachesia pedicularia, Liposteris decolor and Liposteris entomophora are most frequent species in our country. Well, this is part of urban entomology, but we cover this. Cockroaches are very important for food industry and supermarkets. and now we face heavy resistance to pyrethroids and organophosphates. Also, we face moderate behavioral resistance to gel baits. So, what are the main problems and missing pesticides? Well, the problems roots in Montreal protocols and biocide directive. Implementation of Montreal protocol led to methylbromide to situation that methylbromide is completely missing since 2006 in Czech Republic, and there are no critical exemptions in Czech Republic. And as Subi announced, there's another document, biocide directive, which implementation will lead to dramatic decrease of active ingredients, especially for food industry. So, fumigation and residual spray alternative, where to go? One field is biological control. So, in our country we have registered one product which is based on Caelatus erudisus, which is predatory mite, and it has only a minor use in special market segment like help and seed companies, empty stores, organic mills and farms. Well, another field is a most biological control. There are three possible candidates: Habrobracon, Venturia, and Trichogramma. Well, only Trichogramma is used in Europe as a commercial product in Germany, but it is not registered in Czech Republic. Well, there are other possible candidates for biocontrol: Anisoptera muscariante for control of weevils, larvae of weevils, and Cephalonomia for control of oryzophilus. But so far, no of these alternatives is viable as a general tool for the agriculture and food industry practice. So what are the other alternatives to methylbromide in mills in Czech Republic? We don't have registration for sulfur fluoride. We don't have registration for heat treatment. So currently we use phosphine for fumigation of mills, but there's a problem with corrosion. And as a single country, or maybe there are two or three countries in the world, we use HCN. But it is very dangerous and very toxic, so we have accidents, mainly via thermal absorption or via contamination by when the can is warm. Sometimes when it is opened by special devices, the HCN sprays and contaminates directly the pest control operator. So we have accidents like this. So this is the product Uragan D2, and producers is Drastovka Colin. And as I told you, this is formulated as a liquid absorbed in porous paper disc. So what are the safer alternatives for fumes? I made myself some experiments, but only my family use it. Well, Drastovka Colin is trying to find some safer alternative to can formulation. And they developed new devis, which is currently under development and under patenting process. So this is only a prototype, and some important parts for patenting are missing in this picture. I should stress this. This is a transport position, and you can see the application position with application nozzle. So I think that this is a new formulation for the hydrogen cyanamides in our country. So maybe it will help to register HCN in other countries than Czech Republic. What is the situation about residual pesticides in agriculture and grain stores in agricultural form? We have currently registered three of them: Actelic with Fermifosmetal, Reldan and Kaobiol. These are organophosphate, and their fate is uncertain in the future years. What will stay is pyrethroid Kaobiol. So far we have no problems with availability of these products, with their efficacy or resistance so far. But we have problem with the efficacy and availability of surface residual acaricides and insecticide in food industry and mills for barrier treatment. Well, I will start with Reveal. we did a review of efficacy of currently registered insecticides for barrier treatment, and we analyzed the causes, formulation, exposure time, and treated surface. We analyzed acaricidal properties of currently registered biocides in Czech Republic, and the results were really disappointing. Most of the tested biocide residual preparation failed to control mite population. The only exception was product from Poland, which was originally designed not for grain storage but for dust mite control, and it is based on vesel benzoate and some pyrethroids. You can see, if you are interested in details, you can find the complete information in the paper Hubert et al., which appeared this year in Experimental and Applied Ecology. What about beetles and roaches? We also studied and reviewed insecticidal activity of currently registered biocides, and also were analyzed in terms of efficacy on porous or non-porous surface, and especially what is their efficacy while exposed for short time. Here are the preliminary results. This is a trellis blot, graph showing the efficacy of Caltrin, which is pyrethroid based on deltametrin, Empire 20, which is organophosphate based on chlorpyrifos, Detmol based on phenytrotione and acetic pyrimiphos methyl, after 1 minute and 5 minute exposure on non-porous and porous materials surface. And it will show that on non-porous surface, many of the products reached 100% mortality, but on the porous surface, Caltrin failed to be effective while for short exposure experiments, and also acetic, which is easy formulation. Only encapsulated pesticide showed good efficacy on porous surfaces. We continued with similar experiments on cockroaches. We decreased the exposure time because for barrier treatment, cockroaches are moving very quickly, and we did some behavioral experiments with cameras and found that the average speed is 1 centimeter per second. So the time needed for crossing a typical barrier is about 30 seconds. Under such circumstances, we see that these are registered encapsulated insecticide in Czech Republic currently. And under such circumstances, we see that even there is a claim that encapsulated insecticides are perfect, their efficacy is perfect on porous surfaces, we found that it may be not so in all cases, especially under short exposure situations. So, no, none of the tested preparation reached 100% efficacy, but what was most interesting, that proportion between non-porous and porous were different in various preparations. So we did spectral analysis of sizes of microcapsules and found that all preparation significantly differed. So we made a model which was showing that with increasing variance, it means range of sizes of microcapsules. So in other words, preparation that contains proportion of bigger microcapsules like Diacap or Detmol MIG shows better efficacy on porous surfaces. It's logical. Problem of availability. Solution, development of new formulation with newly notified active in European Union. So we have tested relatively new active that are coming from two groups, neonicotinoids and ferrazoles. And we, in attempt to prolong exposure, we added attractants. ICB Pharma from Poland and Pestinova prepared for us new experimental formulations with fipronil, imidacloprid, and acetamiprid, and under some working names, atracide F, atracide I, atracide A. And here are the preliminary results. Well, this preparation active showed consistently excellent activity on cockroaches, even on highly resistant strains to parathyroid and organophosphate. But they showed variable efficacy in various species of storage beetles, and imidacloprid sometimes in Blattula germanica showed knockdown and recovery effect, so it is very quick. And most of the attractants used in the experiment decreased bioavailability on porous surfaces. So, thank you for your patience.